Homosexuals in Russia say they're becoming victims of a government witch hunt. The parliament is in the process of passing a law which would ban a so-called homosexual propaganda, including all public meetings and demonstrations. The state media has run stories suggesting the gay lifestyle is perverse and damaging. The BBC's Paul Henley profiles one gay couple.
The scene is a village school in provincial Russia. Green-painted wooden corridors, photographs of Soviet war heroes on the walls, bright sunshine streaming in the classroom windows, reflected off deep snow on the fields outside. Vasily, not his real name, is picking up his 10-year-old son Ivan, not his real name either. And we can't name the village or even the region, plus they're not biological father and son. So many secrets surround their lives, because Vasily is gay and his son is adopted. 7 years ago, he paid a woman $16,000 to fake a marriage, adopted Ivan from an orphanage, and moved, just the two of them, to the most isolated place he could think of, where no one knew him and where he thought he'd get least interference from the neighbours. Vasily is a quiet, self-contained man in his 40s who weighs his words carefully. But he's not political, he says, and not comfortable with the idea of being in the limelight. He explains that he now feels compelled to speak out in some way as public resentment of gay people in Russia grows. He introduces me to his male partner, uncle to the boy, and to everyone else in the village.
My boyfriend and I live as friends, and what happens between us is our private matter. No one bothers us. I'm not too close to my family. Only one of my cousins knows the real truth.
They've never talked to Ivan about their domestic setup either.
Of course, in the future we will tell him. But he's still too young. He wouldn't understand. Maybe when he's about 15, we can talk about this and talk openly. I'm sure he will take it on board and not reject us. But the same doesn't go for other people.
Vasily's partner agrees.
Right now, the child is too young, and he might, in all innocence, talk to friends or teachers about us. If he knows too much about our relationship, he'll risk suffering because of it.
They talk about Ivan while he's safely out of the house, but when he comes back, their pride in introducing him is evident. Ivan was orphaned after his alcoholic mother, who was a teenager, was murdered. 7 years on, he's a boy with an air of intense seriousness about him, the academic high flyer of his school, with impeccable manners and ambitions to be a lawyer.
Hello, I'm 10.
I have constant issues with his school. I had a tricky conversation with the headmistress yesterday because she's against him growing up in what she thinks is a one-parent family. It doesn't seem to matter that he's a good student, that he's the only one in his class who always says hello to a stranger, that he's well-behaved and well-dressed, and no one ever has any complaints about him. Of course, I understand I can't give him motherly love, but we know a single mother with an adopted child of the same age, and nobody is questioning how she's coping.
In the future, would you prefer him to be gay or straight?
It doesn't matter, naturally. We will accept either. These things are only for an individual to decide. I'm not our government, and I won't pressurize him. The most important thing is for a person to be happy. The rest is irrelevant, really. Whatever the government thinks, whatever the laws are, I will support him. It's his choice.
It would be nice if the world were more accepting of his parents in the future, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, that would be nice, but I'm quite sure it won't happen in our lifetime.
There's a lot of head-shaking when I ask what would happen if people were to find out Vasily were gay. He glances around and lowers his voice, even though he's in the privacy of his own kitchen.
You have to understand, right now, they've nearly adopted the federal law to ban any so-called promotion of homosexuality. If they were to find out about me now, my son would be taken away from us immediately, straight away. There would be no thought or discussion about it.
They would not consult the child either. They wouldn't ask him what he wanted.
They would simply remove him, and we would have to drop everything and clear out of this village overnight. We'd have to just run away and start from scratch somewhere else, on our own.
The BBC's Paul Henley in Russia. When we come back, that missing family off the coast of California, who are they? Here and now.